It's early morning in Aljania, a village near Ramallah in the West Bank. Abbas Yusuf walks to the side of a cliff looking pensively at his olive trees across the valley. For the first time in a year, the 70-year-old Palestinian farmer was able to tend to his beloved trees, but only for 2 days. An Israeli settlement is currently sitting smack in the middle of Yusuf's groves. Between the years 2000 and 2006, the Israeli army denied him access to his land, and he was forced to stand idly by as settlers harvested the olives, uprooted trees, or broke branches. About 1,400 people live in Aljania and have grown bitter over the years as they were prevented from accessing their agricultural land and were subject to settler attacks, Yusuf, the father of seven, says.
In 2006, we went into our lands and found 400 olive trees uprooted. And these are Roman trees, i.e. 1,000 years old. Another year, we went in and found tree branches cut down. Another time, we saw 40 trees with nothing left on their branches. Their owners started crying.
The United Nations estimates that more than 7,000 trees were uprooted or damaged across the West Bank in 2014. The UN's humanitarian coordinator, James Rowley, says policy change is required by Israeli authorities to ensure the safety of Palestinian farmers. But he acknowledges that they have taken some measures to address the increasing violence perpetrated by settlers, which has averaged to about 88 incidents per year since 2012.
Indeed, the Israeli authorities have taken a number of specific measures in the past couple of years. In 2012, they created an Israeli police unit whose objective is to address, and here I quote, hate crimes and price tag attacks. On a number of occasions, the Israelis have issued military orders to prevent settlers from getting access to Palestinian land, and they've also deployed additional forces to protect farmers.
Over the years, farmers' access to land decreased steadily. In 2014, they were only permitted into their land for a total of 37 days. The Israeli authorities have devised a prior coordination system through which farmers apply for permits to get to their groves. Isra Muzaffar from the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs explains.
In 2006, the prior coordination system began for access to the land. And between 2006 to 2010, they could access their lands on an average of 2 weeks. So it went down back from 1 month to 2 weeks. And then in 2011 until today, they can only go to their land 3 to 4 days during the olive harvest and 1 to 2 days during the plowing season.
As the call to prayer sounds, Abbas Yusuf, who has 50 trees left on his land, says this year he will be making less than a third of what he normally makes. This comes at a time when the UN and rights groups are warning that settler violence and lack of access to land are making entire Palestinian villages aid-dependent, even though they have been self-reliant for decades. Dalia Hatouka, RFI, The West Bank.